Title: One-Shot Pad Creation Masterclass for DJ-Friendly Sets Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that sounds simple, but it's a secret weapon in drum and bass. DJ-Friendly One-Shot Pads. Not cinematic pads that evolve for 64 bars. Not ambient soundscapes you get lost in. I mean pads that hit instantly, sit under drums and bass without messing up the mix, and give you a clean tonal bed for intros, outros, and blends. The kind of pad you can launch in session view or drop into arrangement as a guaranteed vibe layer. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three finished pad one shots: a wide clean intro pad for liquid and rolling vibes, a dark respid pad for minimal or heavy rollers, and a jungle tape fog stab pad for that 90s atmosphere. And more importantly, you'll have a repeatable template and export workflow, so you can build your own mini pad pack that actually works in DJ scenarios. Let's set up the session first. Set your project tempo to anywhere from 172 to 176 BPM. Standard EDNB zone. Create a MIDI track and name it PAD1 DJ One Shot. Now, length. DJ-friendly one-shots are usually 1 bar, 2 bars, or sometimes 4 bars if you keep it controlled. Here's the pro move. Design a 2 bars first. 2 bars gives you enough time for the pad to speak and have a tail, but it's still easy to mix. Later you can render 1 bar and 4 bar variations from the same sound. Also, quick mindset shift before we start. Design around the mix point, not the solo. A pad that sounds gorgeous alone can be a total mess once drums and sub arrive. We're going to keep checking. Does it survive under a drum loop, under a bass line, and even under a quiet mastered reference track? If it still reads as mood without fighting, it's ready. Cool. Pad 1. The wide clean intro pad. Drop wavetable on the track. For oscillator 1, choose basic shapes and go for a sine or triangle. That's your smooth, stable fundamental. Oscillator 2. Also basic shapes. Switch it to a saw wave, but keep it subtle. Pull the OSC 2 level way down, somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. You're not trying to turn it into a supersaw. You're just giving it a little harmonic information so it translates on smaller speakers. Now unison. 2 to 4 voices is plenty. Set the amount around 20 to 35%. This is one of those tasteful winds things. Pads get wide fast, and too wide is a club translation problem, not a flex. Next, we shape it like a one shot. In Wavetable's amp envelope, set the attack to about 5 to 20 milliseconds. That's the sweet spot where you avoid clicks but it still hits immediately. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Sustain not at full. Pull it down to around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release around 1.5 to 3 seconds. The goal is, it arrives now, hangs politely, and exits without becoming an endless wash. A DJ wants something predictable. Now we filter for mix safety. Use a low-pass 24 filter. Put the cutoff somewhere between 700 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on how bright you want it, and a little resonance, maybe 5 to 15%. Then add subtle motion. Assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Rate around 0.10 to 0.25 Hz, so it's slow. Amount may be 10 to 25%. If you ever catch yourself thinking, oh, this is kind of wobbly, you went too far. For pads under drums, motion should feel like breathing, not like a lead. Now we build the classic DNB pad chain with stock effects, in a very intentional order. First device, EQ8, pre-defects cleanup, high pass it, dart around 120 to 200 Hz. If you know your track has a huge sub-bass line, don't be shy, push it to 250 Hz. High pass is not optional for pads in DNB. Pads and sub in the same space equals weak drops and messy blends. If it's muddy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB with a wide Q. Second device, chorus ensemble. Put it in ensemble mode. Amount around 20 to 35%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.4 Hz. Width 120 to 170%. This is your liquid style width without needing to drown it in reverb. Third device, hybrid reverb. Choose hall or shimmer if you're careful. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. This matters more than people think. Pre-delay is a DJ tool. Longer pre-delay keeps the pad behind the beat and leaves room for snare snap. Short pre-delay glues it right away. You can even render two versions later, a tight one at 10 to 20 ms and a spacious one at 30 to 50 ms. Set decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds, but keep the mix sensible, like 12 to 25%, and absolutely use the built-in low cut, 200 to 400 HC, high cut around 6 to 10 KHC so it doesn't hiss all over your hats. Fourth device, utility, set base mono to around 150 to 250 HC. Then set overall width between 100 and 140%. And here's a critical check, be your pad in mono. Literally set utility width to 0% and listen. If the pad collapses into nothing, that means all your character lives in the sides. In a club or a mono playback situation, your pad will vanish. Fix it by reducing chorus, adding a bit more harmonic content in the center, or layering a subtle mono-friendly tone. Now make it a clip. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Pick a DNB friendly key. F minor is a great default. Put a note at F3. If you go down to F2, it can be cool, but you'll fight the low end harder, so be ready to high pass more. Optional shimmer trick, and an octave above, F4, but make it quieter. Lower velocity so it's like a glow, not a second instrument. That's pad 1. Now pad 2. The dark respeed pad. This one is ominous, minimal, controlled. Think threat in the background. Load analog for a more stable, slightly grittier tone. Oscillator 1, saw. Oscillator 2, square, but lower level. Detune just a little, maybe 5 to 12 cents. We're not doing trans detune. Just enough to create width and tension. Amp envelope, attack basically immediate, 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay 2 to 4 seconds. Sustain lower, like minus 10 to minus 18 dB. Release 1.5 to 4 seconds. Now filter movement. Set analog's filter to LP24, cut off around 300 to 800 HC. Keep it dark, resonance 10 to 20%. Add a touch of envelope amount, 10 to 25%, so the front has a hint of shape, not a pluck, just a little contour. Then add an auto filter after the instrument. Set it to band pass. Frequency somewhere between 400 HC and 1.2 KHC, resonance 20 to 35%. Add an LFO at 0.08 to 0.20 HC. Amount 10 to 25%. This is the Reese Breathe. It gives spectral movement without sounding like a giant EDM sweep. Now control dirt and space. Add saturator first. Mode, analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This gives density that reads on club systems. It's not about making it distorted. It's about making it present. Then hybrid reverb, but this time don't go pretty. Try convolution rooms that are small or medium. Predelay 10 to 25ms. Decay 1.5 to 3.5s, low cut 250 to 450 HC, mix 8 to 18%, less reverb than the clean pad. Dark pads get messy fast if you overwet them. Then EQ8 post-FX shaping, high pass 150 to 250 HC. If it needs presence, a tiny peak around 1 to 2.5 KHC, like plus 1 or 2 dB. If it's fizzy, high shelf down from 8 to 10 KHC. Minus 1 to minus 3 dB. Finally, add a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Don't slam it. This is just to catch peak so your one-shot exports don't surprise you later. And a quick teacher note here. For dark rollers, the money zone is often the low mids. Make space around 200 to 500 HC so you don't cloud the snare and bass weight. Dark doesn't mean more low mid. Dark means controlled brightness plus intentional movement. Now pad 3. The jungle tape fog stab pad. This is more like a sampled chord stab that got resampled and abused, perfect for jungle intros and breakdown punctuation. We're doing the authentic workflow. Chord, then resample to audio. Create a new MIDI track with electric or analog. Add the chord MIDI effect before the instrument. Set shift 1 to plus 7 semitones, a perfect fifth. Set shift 2 to plus 10 semitones for a minor seventh, or plus 12 for an octave if you want it more neutral. Now when you play one note, like A3, it generates a full chord stab. Now resample it. Create an audio track named Resample PAD. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record a 2-bar pass. Then consolidate the recording so it becomes a clean, tidy audio file. Now we make it tape fog. Add redux. Downsample around 2.5 to 8 KHC. Bit reduction 8 to 12 bits. Don't overdo it. You want texture, not broken. Add echo. Time at 1/8 or 1/4. Try dotted if you want jungle swing. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the echo so lows below 300 HC are cut. Mix 8 to 18%. Add auto filter, low pass 12. Either automate cutoff gently, or use an LFO at 0.1 to 0.2 HC. Then classic reverb. Decay 2 to 4.5 seconds. Low cut 250 to 400 HC. High cut 6 to 9 KHC. Mix 10 to 20%. Now turn it into a playable one-shot. Drag the consolidated audio into Simpler and put it in one-shot mode. Turn Snap on so it finds zero crossings. If it clicks, set a tiny fade out, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, or add a tiny fade in on the clip, like 2 to 10 milliseconds. Clicking is almost always just a bad start point or too sharp an envelope. Use Simpler's filter to high pass or low pass as needed, and add a touch of drive, like 2 to 5, per byte. Now we make everything DJ set ready. This is where intermediate producers become reliable producers. First, standardize the length. The tail is the whole game in a blend. You have a few ways to control it: instrument envelope, audio fades, or an amplitude shaping device. Pick one primary method and one backup method. A super practical trick: print each pad to audio, then use gate to clamp the tail. Set the threshold so it closes after 1 to 2 bars of tail, and set return around 200 to 600 ms so it shuts smoothly instead of chopping. Or, just use manual clip fades. Sometimes the simplest is the most predictable, especially for DJ use. Next, naming and export. Label your files like a professional. Include the sound type, key, BPM, and bar length. Example, PAD Wide Clean FM 174 2bar.wav. When you're in a set, or you're building an intro fast, this saves you every time. Loudness target. Pads should not be as loud as drums. Aim for peaks around -6 to -3 dB/fs on export. Consistency matters more than raw level. You're building tools, not just sounds. Now build a macro rack so you can perform and adapt quickly. Group your instrument and FX into an instrument rack. Map macro 1 to your main filter cutoff. Call it tone. Macro 2 to width controls like chorus amount or utility width. Call it width. Macro 3 to an EQ high shelf. Call it air. Macro 4 to reverb mix. Call it space. Macro 5 to saturator drive. Call it dirt. This is how you make DJ versions fast without redesigning anything. A couple advanced coaching moves, because they matter in real-world mixing. Stereo discipline. Instead of just making it wider, make it smarter. Try an M/S-style split using an audio effect rack after the pad. Create two chains. Mid-chain. Utility set to width 0%. Keep it focused with a gentle EQ. Side-chain. Utility width up high. Then high pass it up around 500 Hz to 1 kHz and put extra chorus or reverb only on the sides. The result is huge width, but the core survives in mono. Also, make filters weep safe versions. DJs filter during blends. Render a low pass friendly version with more mid harmonics so it still sounds good when filtered down. And render a high pass friendly version with more airy top so it doesn't disappear when you high pass during a transition. If you want key safe mixing across multiple tracks, make a tonal ambiguity pad. Use fifths and octaves. Avoid thirds. Sus2 or Sus4 flavors work great. It implies harmony without locking you into major or minor too hard. Optional but powerful. Sidechain lightly to the drums. Not a huge pump. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Ratio around 2:1. Fast attack. Medium release. Heed from kick and snare. This makes the pad breathe with the groove and keeps the snare punch clean. This audio version is shortened for playback.